Studio 360.
Our final guest for our live show on the High Line was a band totally identified with New York City, although they got together and still rehearse right across the river in New Jersey. Georgia Hubley, Ira Kaplan, and James McNew, Yola Tengo, who started off with this song, Double Dare, from their 1993 album, Painful.
He's got wandering eyes, and when I see him look at you, looking straight at you, I know where they
Ira, Georgia, James, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thanks to be back. Thanks for having us.
In the outdoor, windy, summer of Woodstock 50 years later version of the show.
You hardly notice it.
Good. One of the things you do famously and astonishingly is audience members will say, oh, how can you play that? And you play it successfully. Does that work? I mean, with all of your own songs? I mean, there must be like some obscure song you've recorded and like, oh, Demon from that soundtrack. is your savantism such that you can always play?
I think that, like, as long as they don't really have any expectations that we'll play it well, then we can kind of, sure, we'll take a shot at it.
That's a key to life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you said, what you were describing, we do this thing, there's a fantastic radio station in Jersey City, WFMU, and every
year... A listener-supported non-commercial station.
And we help raise money for them every year by attempting to play what people request of us. And I would agree with you that we do it successfully. But one of the reasons I think it's successful is because, kind of like a different version of today, we found a context where playing it really, really badly does not make it unsuccessful. And, you know, we're doing the best we can, and it's this kind of performance art, or lack of art, and I do think it's successful, but we are, you don't want to hear those songs a second time. You barely want to hear them once.
It's a party trick?
It's parlor trick.
Yeah. Speaking of New Jersey and that station, and as I said in the introduction, where you germinated, you can practically see across the river to where you played your first show and many shows thereafter, right?
The W Hotel, that's correct. That's right there. Yeah.
Maxwell's, yeah. Hoboken.
Good times. Oh,
that, yeah. Upside down W. Yeah.
You still remember that?
I mean, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
I remember the first.
Scary?
Yeah, terrifying.
It was 1984, right?
Yeah.
I mean, indie rock was not even like a phrase yet. What were you? What did you... people think of you as? New wave? Late new wave?
Yeah.
No, what?
Post-punk. Math rock. I don't know.
we were so inner-directed that the idea that people were thinking of us was almost inconceivable. You know, the show we did was for our friends, and we played a party, and then... It was just everything we did were such baby steps, and the idea that anybody was listening to us, that did not sink in for forever.
Yeah. But now it's sunk in, I assume, no?
I think it's so ingrained that I think we're all pretty capable of forgetting about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the things about making a record is you really want to not worry about how people are going to react and what the feeling's going to be. And I think we got so good at remembering how nobody reacted that it's very easy to find that spot within again.
One of the things you did at Maxwell's and have continued, I believe, in the afterlife, Maxwell's no longer exists, is your Hanukkah residency, which takes place once a year. Yeah. I explain what that is.
Once a year.
Georgia.
Okay. We play all 8 nights of Hanukkah, and every night we'll have a different musical guest and usually a comedian. And then we don't announce who anyone is playing. We don't announce who's playing, so it's always a surprise.
And like David Byrne and Amy Poehler and famous
guests. We had some great people.
Yeah.
Amazing
in fact,
people. And then we give all the money away to charity.
Oh, that's right. Right here, if you look at the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
This guitar kills fascists.
This very guitar with the pink tape there, that is covering up or attempting to mitigate the damage caused to it last December when Graham Nash trashed our guitar.
Really? So that goes directly to Cleveland and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eventually.
We have it on loan today, yes.
Okay, good. Will you play one more song?
Yeah, sure.
What will it be?
Yes, it will, Kirk.
This is going to be a song from the There's a Riot Going On album called Shades of Blue.
1, 2, 3, 4. Like my mood, facing my feelings for life without you. But orange or yellow doesn't matter. matter what's the deal. Whenever I see them, they're all shades of blue. Staring at walls when I'm feeling down. Staying indoors cause you're not around. Indigo violet hair. Doesn't matter what's the hue. Whenever I see them, they're all shades of